Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the July 22nd, 2025 regular meeting of the San Francisco County Transportation Authority. I am Commissioner Myrna Melgar, chair of this board. Our vice chair is Annie Sauter. Welcome, everyone. The clerk today is Amy Sayung. And I would also like to acknowledge Jaime Echeverri at SFGov TV for staffing this meeting. Madam Clerk, will you please call the roll and then make your announcements?
Commissioner Chan. Chan absent. Commissioner Chin. Chin present. Commissioner Dorsey.
Present.
Dorsey present. Commissioner Engordio.
Present.
Engordio present. Commissioner Fielder.
Present.
Fielder present. Commissioner Mahmood. Mahmood absent. Commissioner Mandelman. Mandelman absent. Chair Melgar.
Present.
Melgar present. Vice Chair Sauter.
Present.
Sauter present. Commissioner Cheryl.
Present.
Cheryl present. Commissioner Walton.
Present.
Walton present. Chair, we have quorum. Also, for members of the public interested in participating in this meeting, we welcome your attendance here in person in the Legislative Chamber, Room 250 in City Hall, or you may watch cable channel 26 or 99, or stream the meeting live at sfgovtv.org. For those wishing to make public comment remotely, the best way to do so is by dialing 415-655-0001, and when prompted, entering access code 2660-289-0180, and then press pound and pound again. You will be able to listen to the meeting in real time. When public comment is called for the item you wish to speak on, press star 3 to be added to the queue to speak. Do not press star 3 again, or you will be removed from the queue. When the system says your line is unmuted, the live operator will advise you that you are allowed 2 minutes to speak. When your 2 minutes are up, we will move on to the next caller. Calls will be taken in the order in which they are received. Best practices are to speak slowly, clearly, and turn down the volume of any televisions or radios around you. Public comment for items on this agenda will be taken first from members of the public in attendance in the legislative chamber, and then afterwards from the remote speakers queue on the telephone line. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. At this time, I'd like to excuse Commissioner Mahmood from this meeting. Before calling the next item, as chair, I'd like to invoke Rule 3.26 from the Rules of Order to limit total public comment per item to 30 minutes for today's meeting. Each speaker will have 2 minutes to speak on any given item. Madam Clerk, please call the next item.
Item 2, Chair's Report. This is an information item.
Okay, colleagues, on July 11th, we joined the Golden Linkage Sessionaire and Caltrans together with many federal, state, and local leaders in the extended community that worked to deliver the Presidio Parkway to celebrate its 10th anniversary. The facility opened in July 2015, and we were delighted to be joined by our speaker, Mayor Nancy Pelosi, Senator Scott Wiener, Mayor Lurie, Commissioner Cheryl, whose district this is in, and many state and local champions, including the TA's former executive director, Jose Luis Moscovich, who flew in from Spain with his partner to celebrate the 10th anniversary of this special project. The Presidio Parkway serves as US 101 between the Presidio and Golden Gate Bridge and replaced a former elevated freeway known as Doyle Drive, utilizing a unique public-private partnership, the first on the state highway system. The parkway's completion enhanced the seismic and operational safety of the regional highway and connectivity by transit, walking, and biking. It also enabled the Tunnel Tops project, the stunning 14-acre park within the Presidio that was built on top of the Presidio Parkway's main post tunnels. Commissioner Cheryl and I spoke about the elegant design and the lasting benefits of this iconic project that provides access to so many people in the region. The Transportation Authority was proud to co-lead the public-private partnership phase of this project with Caltrans and provided about $200 million in funding from Prop K transportation sales tax and other funds. We managed to match the federal, state, and regional funds for this $1 billion project. So congratulations to everyone who contributed to the success. I am also happy to congratulate Commissioner Walton, the Department of Public Works, the Bayview community on the completion of the Oakdale Streetlights project, a terrific safety and access project that was one of the top priorities of the SFMTA's prior community-based transportation plan. The project features over 24 new and upgraded street lights from 3rd Street to Phelps near the former Southeast Community Facility. It was great to see so many neighbors attended the celebration and what the Transportation Authority was able to provide, which is $1.6 million to support this project, its planning, and participatory budgeting days to construction. Finally, I'd like to thank our staff for continued partnership with the region on SB 63, and we're going to hear more about it later in this agenda, the regional transit funding measure, which we will hear about. The TA staff has also been conducting a lot of outreach on several projects in the Southwest, which is Commissioner Chen and I's part of town, with recent efforts on the I-280 Ocean Avenue off-ramp, Vision Zero ramp study, and the Brotherhood Way projects. I encourage the public to weigh in to each of these exciting initiatives, and I look forward to seeing them back on the board this fall. As we wrap up this month, I want to wish everyone a relaxing and enjoyable summer, well-deserved for most of us. Thank you to colleagues, for your staffs, and all the work that you have put into this difficult year, and the Transportation Authority for everyone's efforts to sustain and improve transportation year-round. See you all in September. And with that, I conclude my remarks. If there's no other questions or comments, let's go to public comment on this item, Madam Clerk.
Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on item two? There is. Your 2 minutes begins now.
I'm sorry, but I've got to do it. My best recommendation to you now is basically to, the summer is coming. Not relaxing summer, thinking summer. I mean, there is no reason to relax because you've seen nothing yet. My best recommendation from me to you to basically not show up anymore, because everything you are doing now is to try to implement, enforce regulations, including in transportation, obviously, here, that have been pushed by a fake government, which the evidence shows that is, in fact, a ring of, I said that last Tuesday, pedophiles. So, my best recommendation is for you, if you do not want to be considered as pedophiles by enforcing what you are told to do by pedophiles, which, by the way, have nothing to do in any government whatsoever, I would say that you should show your discontent and your disapproval with everything by not showing up anymore. First stage. After that, think, you have the summer to think how to address this issue of pedophiles, because there is no way around. There is no future for this government and society altogether. That's the way it is.
Thank you for your comment. Is there anyone else in chamber who wishes to speak on this item? There is not. Operator, is there any remote public comment?
There is no remote public comment for this item.
Okay, public item is now closed. Madam Clerk, please call the next item.
Item 3, Executive Director's Report. This is an information item.
Welcome, Executive Director Cheng.
Good morning, Chair, Commissioners. It really was a proud and joyful day for us on the 11th, so thank you so much, Chair, for speaking, and Commissioner Cheryl as well. I just want to also recognize Anna Laforte, who is our longtime funding lead, for all her work on this project. It is truly an amazing accomplishment, and we're happy to celebrate with everyone. Turning to another federal topic, on the autonomous vehicle policy front, Representative Kevin Mullen from San Mateo has just introduced a bill to strengthen federal oversight of autonomous vehicle passenger services in terms of the data side. Representative Mullen's bill requires more robust safety data to be reported, including malfunctions, unplanned stops, vehicle miles traveled, and incidents with conflicting with emergency vehicles. We do thank Representative Mullen for his introduction of this bill, which would provide basic metrics needed for the public to understand the performance of this new technology, and we'll continue to work with his office to support its advancement through the federal process. Later this morning, you will also be hearing an item on the regional transportation revenue measure. Really want to thank Chair for your leadership, as well as our staff's support, as well as Alicia Jean-Baptiste of the mayor's office, all of who have been partnering and working very hard with SFMTA and all of our partners across the city and region on this effort. Staff, again, will be providing an update later, so I'll leave it there, but wanted to also appreciate Commissioner and Caltrain Director Walton for your letter explaining and expressing support for prioritizing SB 63 and the discussions of the Caltrain member agency support for operations. Turning to the state, we continue to hear that the legislature and the governor may be taking up cap and trade funding later in this session as part of the budget trailer bill in August. Earlier this month, the TJPA chair, Jeff G., submitted a letter to state officials co-signed by vice chair of the TJPA and board president of San Francisco's board, Rafael Mandelman, and Commissioner Dorsey as District 6 supervisor, supporting the reauthorization of the cap and trade program and prioritizing funding for climate-aligned investments such as the portal. Mayor Lurie also submitted a letter requesting the continuation of capital funding and operating programs that are essential to Muni, as well as seeking a commitment of future funding for the portal. We appreciate all of these efforts and will continue to work in partnership with the region to support this as it advances through the legislature. Chair, you mentioned the Brotherhood Way study, so appreciate those who came out for the open house on August 17th at the IT Bookman Community Center. It was a really great meeting. We appreciated all the feedback on three potential sketch concepts for how to improve circulation and safety along Brotherhood Way. We do have an online survey, which is open to the public through August 17th, and it's available in English, Chinese, and Spanish. We're also happy to come out to your organizations and present further to the groups who may not have been able to attend on the 17th, and we will be glad to bring all of this back to you later this fall. And then turning finally to another project delivery update, Alamany Boulevard's Quick Build project has advanced. I'm pleased to report that construction of the new bus boarding island and K-Rail bikeway barriers are now complete for the Alamany Boulevard Quick Build from Ellsworth to Congdon Street. This was funded by $500,000 in Prop D TNC tax and sales tax funds, improving the safety for all road users, particularly pedestrians, and with a protected bikeway, addressing those communities as well. The part of the high injury network here has seen some crashes, and so we're really pleased and appreciative of SFMTA to deliver this project. And one more update, congratulations to Caltrain for winning the Rail Safety Gold Award for its service. This is the 2025 Commuter Rail Safety Gold Award from the American Public Transportation Association. They continue to garner awards. Last month it was for Project of the Year, and this year, this time for safety. So it is presented each year to an agency that's demonstrating the best overall safety achievement, including the use of some AI-based technology to monitor and alert railroad operations when they detect vehicles or objects in the trackway, as well as solar-powered lane markers also to identify conflicts. So thank you and congratulations to Caltrain for this well-deserved recognition.
Thank you very much, Director Chang. If there are no questions, and I don't see anyone on the roster, let's go to public comment on this item, please, Madam Clerk.
Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on item 3? Your 2 minutes begins now.
Yes, it's better to let me do the comments. Don't comment because... Don't. Yes, it follows what I just said. What are you congratulating? You are congratulating something that happened after being pushed by pedophiles. So, you are, every time you say that about safety, it's all fake. There is no safety with pedophiles. You understand? That's it. End of the game now. So don't comment. Yes, don't say anything. Don't show up. Show your disapproval with everything until it's the change is effective with the revolution I talked about a few months ago already. You can't enforce the revolution without clearing up everything. Or you want to be a pedophile? Keep going.
Thank you. Is there anyone else in chamber who wishes to speak on this item? There's not. Operator, is there any remote public comment?
There is no remote public comment for this item.
Okay, public comment is now closed. Madam Clerk, let's go to item number 4, please.
Item 4, approve the minutes of the July 8, 2025 meeting. This is an action item.
Okay, I don't see anyone on the roster with questions or comments. Let's go to public comment on this item, please.
Is there anyone in chamber who wishes to speak on item 4? There is not. Operator, is there anyone remotely who would like to speak?
There is no remote public comment for this item.
Okay, public comment is now closed. Colleagues, may I have a motion and a second to approve these? Motion by Mandelman, seconded by Chen. Okay. Please call the roll, Madam Clerk.
On the motion to approve, item 4, Commissioner Chan?
Aye.
Chan, aye. Commissioner Chin?
Aye.
Chin, aye. Commissioner Dorsey?
Aye.
Dorsey, aye. Commissioner Ingordio?
Aye.
Ingordio, aye. Commissioner Fielder?
Aye.
Fielder, aye. Commissioner Mandelman? Mandelman, aye. Chair Melgar?
Aye.
Melgar, aye. Vice Chair Sauter?
Aye.
Sauter, aye. Commissioner Sherrill?
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Commissioner Walton?
Aye.
Walton, aye. There are 10 ayes. The minutes are approved.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Let's go on to the consent agenda, please.
Items 5 through 13 comprise the consent agenda. Staff is not planning to present on these items, but are available for questions.
Okay, colleagues, if there are no questions and nobody wants to look at any individual item on the consent agenda, may I have a motion and a second? Moved by Dorsey, seconded by Mandelman. Madam Clerk, I think we can call this first house, first call.
Same house, same call?
Same house, same call, sorry.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, the motion passes. Let's go to the next item, please, Madam Clerk.
Item 14, seeking final approval on its first appearance, reaffirm support for Senate Bill 63 as amended, adopt principles to guide continued engagement in the development of a 2026 regional transportation funding measure, and recommend San Francisco's participation in the regional measure at a 1% sales tax rate. This is an action item.
Thank you so much, Madam Clerk. We welcome Martin Reyes here, Principal Planner, along with Jesse Kaler, to present on this item. I have spoken to many of you individually. This is a product of many, many months and a lot of work by our staff, our executive director, myself, and folks in the mayor's office to get us to where we are today. So thank you all for getting us to this point, and I'm looking forward to hearing your presentation.
Thank you, Chair Melgar. Good morning, Commissioners. Martin Reyes, Principal Transportation Planner, SFGov TV. I'm sharing my slides. Today, I'm joined by Jesse Kaler. Behind me, our Rail Program Manager. He will be co-presenting with me on the second half here. As stated by the clerk and as shown on the slide, we have a three-part staff recommendation for approval this morning. We are seeking final approval on first appearance. That way, we can give timely input into the legislative process for Senate Bill 63. So this first slide here is a recap of average annual deficits that we are expecting for the four major operators named in Senate Bill 63 over the next few fiscal years. We anticipate over $800 million in operations shortfalls annually for AC Transit, BART, Caltrain, and Muni, generally starting this coming fiscal year 2027. In response to those anticipated deficits, Senators Scott Wiener and Jesse Aragin have introduced Senate Bill 63 earlier this year, which this board adopted a support position on in April. There have been some amendments since that support action was taken, so I'll quickly recap what is contained in the current version of the bill and what has changed since you all took some action. The primary intent of the bill is to authorize a multi-county sales tax measure and formation of a transportation revenue measure district with Alameda, Contra Costa, and San Francisco as its default core participating counties. San Mateo and Santa Clara counties may opt into this district, and they need to do so by August 11. The district would see a half-cent sales tax rate across its geography, except for San Francisco, where we have the ability to opt in to a higher rate, up to one full cent if desired. If all five counties were to participate, this measure would generate approximately $1 billion annually. The Metropolitan Transportation Commission, or MTC, would be the governing body, and the measure would be authorized to appear on the November 2026 ballot. Most of the revenues under the bill would be dedicated to supporting transit operations for the major operators named in the bill, as well as other smaller operators. There is a small set aside of up to 5% for regional transit improvements, which would be led by MTC and guided by their Transit Transformation Action Plan, which I'll discuss a bit more in the next slide. There are several other provisions in the bill, including a requirement for MTC to complete a third-party financial efficiency review of operators. That is intended to help operators identify one-time and ongoing cost reduction strategies that would complement regional measure funds, as well as the measures that operators are taking themselves on their own right now. In response to a request from the bill authors, MTC has developed a proposed expenditure plan for that up to 5% set aside that I mentioned earlier. These expenditures are expected to enhance the transit experience for riders in tandem with the measure's ability to sustain transit operations. MTC is proposing to fund four categories of improvements, assuming an annual funding level of $45 million. $25 million of that would be dedicated to fare programs like Clipper Start, free and reduced cost transfers. These subsidy programs are really expected to help relieve cost burden on riders, as well as boost ridership across all of the transit systems. There would be $10 million dedicated to accessibility programs, which would allow for things like one-seat paratransit rides across the region, as well as other paratransit improvements. And the final $10 million would be dedicated to transit priority and regional mapping and wayfinding initiatives. This would help speed up buses, make transit more reliable, and make the system more seamless and easier to navigate. This expenditure plan was endorsed by the full MTC Commission in June. However, we do expect some refinements to make its way into the expenditure plan over the next few months as the final funding level for this set aside is established as part of the bill. Since the board last took action on Senate Bill 63, there have been several rounds of amendments. The last major round reduced that maximum, reduced the maximum set aside for rider-focused improvements from up to 10% to up to 5%. That was done in order to make more funding available to address the transit operations deficits. SF Bay Ferry was also added as an eligible recipient of regional measure funds, and the bill language for East Bay operators was modified so that now they can receive regional measure funds directly instead of being sub-allocated funds from county transportation authorities. The bill has passed out of the Senate, is in the Assembly right now. It's passed out of two Assembly committees. We understand that the Assembly Transportation Committee will reconsider the bill once the expenditure plan is incorporated into its language. The bill as amended remains consistent with our legislative program, and so we do recommend reaffirming support for the bill. I'm going to hand it off to Jesse to cover the details of our participation in the measure and principles to guide future discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Reyes. Welcome, Mr. Kaler.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, Commissioners. Jesse Kaler, Rail Program Manager at the Transportation Authority. This slide depicts the approximate forecast level of regional measure revenue in its first year. As Mr. Reyes indicated, assuming 5-county participation with half-cent participation in all counties except for San Francisco, and with San Francisco at 1 cent, the measure would be forecast to generate close to $1 billion per year in total. Our understanding is that Senators Wiener and Aragin will put forward their draft proposal for the regional measure expenditure framework in the very near future, potentially as soon as this week. Over the course of this past spring and early summer, staff from the involved counties, including SFCTA staff, worked together to provide technical assistance to inform the development by the authors of SB 63 of that expenditure framework, with this assistance provided at the request of the two senators. This work focused on the development of illustrative options for the attribution of counties' responsibility for transit agency shortfalls using a range of data methodologies. We anticipate that the forthcoming expenditure framework will generally consist of percentage shares of revenue to be directed to each eligible operator or use. We also expect that after meeting each participating county's obligations, excess county-level revenues, if any, would be subject to return-to-county provisions that would allow discretionary county use of such funds for public transportation purposes. We note that no return-to-county funds are anticipated for San Francisco, at least in the first several years of the measure, given the level of operating deficits projected, particularly for BART and Muni. Our staff recommendation this morning includes the recommended adoption of 4 principles to guide San Francisco's continued engagement in the SB 63 process and preparation of the measure itself. First, we recommend that there be a focus on the measure's ultimate success, including consideration of regional transit affordability and accessibility investments that would complement direct operating support. Second, we recommend that the expenditure framework provide clear and tangible benefits to transit riders across the participating counties. Third, we recommend continuing to seek sufficient funding for the major transit operators serving San Francisco, including Muni, BART, and Caltrain. Finally, we recommend that the measure's administrative provisions should enable efficient allocation of funds and ensure transparent oversight befitting of a voter-approved measure. The principles I just described are broadly consistent with the outcomes of the Muni funding working group process, which was led by the Comptroller's Office from September of last year through earlier this year. Chair Melgar and President Mandelman represented the SFCTA Board and Board of Supervisors in the working group process, which reflected a wide range of stakeholders who worked together to develop potential funding solutions to address Muni's forecast operating funding needs. The working group considered 6 comparative funding packages, all of which assumed a role for both a regional measure and a local measure, as well as other strategies that collectively would serve to address Muni's needs. Beyond the regional measure, decisions regarding other local strategies will continue to advance as part of the city and SFMTA budget process starting this coming fall. We are joined this morning by Judson True, SFMTA Chief of Staff and Director of External Affairs, who is able to address any questions from commissioners regarding this work going forward. Taking a look at key dates for the coming weeks and months, each of the 5 involved counties have taken or will take up SB 63 this summer. The Contra Costa Transportation Authority has adopted a support if amended position last week, with the if amended clause generally referring to anticipated amendments to the bill that will incorporate the forthcoming expenditure framework. Later this week, the Alameda County Transportation Commission will consider its planning committee's recommendation that the commission adopt a support in concept position. Finally, in early August, the boards of both SamTrans and the Valley Transportation Authority are expected to consider taking action to indicate their respective counties' intent to opt in or out of the regional measure prior to the August 11th deadline for these decisions. Between now and the bill's final consideration, we expect a final round of amendments to incorporate the expenditure framework, including to reflect those upcoming decisions of the two opt-in counties. In light of these timeframes, and as Mr. Reyes indicated, we are bringing this item to you for consideration of approval on first appearance. We will brief the Community Advisory Committee tomorrow evening, and we anticipate returning to the board in early September with an update. To reiterate, our staff recommendation is that the board reaffirm support for Senate Bill 63 as amended, adopt a set of principles to guide this work going forward, and recommend that San Francisco participate in the regional measure at a rate of 1%. This concludes our presentation. We are happy to address your questions. Thank you.
Okay, I don't see anyone with questions on the roster. So good job, staff, for explaining a very complicated set of principles and numbers. So thank you so much. Let's go to public comment on this item then, Madam Clerk.
Any public comment in the chamber for item 14, reaffirm support for Senate Bill 63 as amended? Yes, there is. Your 2 minutes begins now.
No, it's not complicated, sorry. There is no authority. You know, they call it authority thing. No authority in anything that's being pushed by, now we know, pedophiles. No authority, zero. Even though, I said before, zero doesn't exist. So there is always, you know, a little thing. So that's it. It's nothing complicated here. You want to keep going? Go ahead. I will point you as pedophiles first, after that, or everyone.
Please speak to the agenda item on topics
yes,
under PA's
be careful. Watch yourself as well. Everybody's included. Everyone.
Next commenter, your 2 minutes begins now.
Good morning, Chair Melbar and board members. My name is Sebastian Petty, and I'm here representing SPUR, the San Francisco Urban Planning and Research Association. SPUR is a strong supporter of SB 63, and we appreciate your consideration of this important bill. Stated simply, our region's largest transit operators, operators that carry more than 80% of the region's riders, and all of whom provide at least some level of service to San Francisco, are facing financial catastrophe as soon as next year. Putting together regional funding legislation is complex, and we understand there are still details to be resolved. We also understand that it's a difficult time to contemplate new taxes. Nonetheless, I want to emphasize how deeply essential this new funding is for the future of transit. Without it, buses and trains will grind to a halt, our roads will become more congested, our air will be dirtier, and our ability to grow and house our community will falter. SPUR is deeply appreciative of the incredible work that San Francisco's leadership is doing to avert this crisis, not just for our city, but for our region and our state. We urge your support of this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Your 2 minutes begins now.
Hi, my name is Sarah Greenwald. I live in District 2, and I speak for 350 San Francisco. Well, first, just for myself as a former technical writer, those were great slides. I've been following this issue a long time, and I haven't seen one that explained it as clearly as that. But SB 63 has one concern for us, the proposed sales tax to fund the measure. As you know, sales tax is a regressive, and this measure is going to need the full support that comes only when the voters think that the measure is fair. So I think SFCTA should support amending this measure to allow a fair share gross receipts tax on big business and huge corporations with an exemption for small business in place or instead of the currently proposed sales tax. A carefully structured gross receipts tax with an exemption for small businesses would ensure that the largest and wealthiest companies contribute their fair share to the infrastructure, helps make their records profits possible, right, without placing an additional burden on the families who are already struggling with the crushing cost of living in the city. Actually, there's because it's Bay Area, wide thing. Bay Area Forward has been providing studies. Gross receipts tax on just the top 2% of those earning, they estimate close to $600 billion annually, could raise the $800 million a year that the measure needs. The carve-out for the small businesses under $5 million would leave, they estimate, 98% of the Bay Area businesses unaffected by the tax.
Thank you for your comment. Is there anyone else in chamber who wishes to speak on this item? There is not. Operator, is there any remote public comment?
There is no remote public comment for this item.
Public comment then is now closed. Colleagues, I want to thank staff very much for their work on this and also for providing the technical assistance to the entire region in terms of crunching the numbers that we needed. It was a heavy lift, and especially to Martin and Jesse and Maria Lombardo and our great Executive Director, Tilly Chang, for all of the work. As the representative on the MTC, can tell you that sometimes it's difficult for our region to play with each other and to negotiate and to think long term for our common needs as a region, but it is crucial that we do that, because if we fail, we all fail together, and there's no economic recovery without public transit. So I also know that the number one home county for San Francisco public employees other than San Francisco is San Mateo. And so it's really important that we support Caltrain and Samtrans and BART to make sure that our region and our city can continue to thrive. So for all those reasons, I urge you to support this item. I'm very grateful to Senators Arreguin and Wiener and their staff in particular for making sure that all these cats are herded, in that we could, after months and months of negotiations and looking at different options in terms of the taxation, that we got to this point. I just want to also point out that our county, San Francisco, has the lowest sales tax rate in the region, and so going a little bit above what others are doing is appropriate, as we also have the largest public transportation system in the region, with Muni carrying far more people than anyone else. So with that, Supervisor Chan.
Thank you, Chair. I've been on the record before, and I'm going to be on the record again about just sales tax approach in general, that I do find it as a regressive approach to taxation and particularly funding our public transit. However, I do concur with the sentiments that I do want to express my gratitude to Senator Wiener and his team representing San Francisco, as well as our SFMTA and CTA teams. It is not easy, truly, to have a regional approach to taxation, and this is, I can understand, a lot of work went into it to land it where we're at. But I think that giving the challenge around tariff, challenge with the uncertainty of our economy, sales tax is difficult to, even with the increase, and to really grasp the projection that really going to save our regional transit system. I think more needs to be done, and it has to be done, and particularly clearly, you know, as a policymaker in San Francisco, I care about SF Muni, you know, SFMTA's future. I think that we will have to have more conversation about how to support our local transit system beyond this regional taxation. But I do think that in the coming months, as we continue on to say, how do we, you know, figure out how to save our public transit, particularly in San Francisco, is that we go beyond the regressive taxation approach and start thinking about how do everyone contribute to the system to fund the public transit system in a way that is just and fair, and that everybody pays into it. So thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. I do not see anyone on the roster for this. Should we take a roll call, colleagues, or can we do same house, same call? Okay, let's do same house, same call. Madam Clerk. Oh, that's right. Can someone please make a motion? I forgot that. Supervisor Cheryl, seconded by Supervisor Commissioner Chan. So it is now same house, same call. Thank you. Let's go on to, thank you so much, staff. That was a great presentation. Let's go on to the next item, please, Madam Clerk.
Item 15, introduction of new items. This is an information item.
Okay, I do not see anyone on the roster with information items, so please call the next item, Madam Clerk.
Item 16, public comment. Is there anyone in chamber who wishes to speak on item 16? There is your 2 minutes, begins now.
Oh, jeez.
Who says geez? Yes, geez. Yes, okay, so more this afternoon. The more you look down, the more you feel guilty. I mean, that's how you show it. Normally, you look and you at least pay attention a little bit. You see, you're just like, okay, what is he saying exactly? Is this true or not? Yes, because no matter what, you know it is true. So you are afraid of the truth because obviously you went so far. Deep in the hole. So now what? Transportation, the future of transportation with the bulk revolution, it's going to be free. It's paid by the corporations, part of the rings of pedophiles. That's all they're going to pay, partly. So don't worry about the future of public transportation. It's going to be fine. It's going to be beautiful, of course. The goal is beauty, understand? The opposite of what's going on now. Total ugliness, which, by the way, I remind you that pedophilic activity is the only crime, existing crime, which has no attenuating circumstance. No, zero.
Oh my God, this guy.
Please,
yes, okay. You have a good day. I'll see you this afternoon. I want
items to on topics under the TA's preview, please.
TA's preview, what's that? We don't care. It's all fake.
Thank
it's
you
all
run
by pedophiles.
Comments.
Wake up.
Okay. There is no one else in chamber who wishes to speak. Operator, is there any remote public comment?
There is no remote public comment.
Okay, public comment is now closed. Madam Clerk, let's go to the next item, please.
Item 17, adjournment.
Thank you so much. We are adjourned.